Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
I think that's a tragedy because that's not what Wisconsin used to be like. We used to have a reputation for having one of the most impartial, least corruptible court systems in the country.
Jay Heck with Common Cause Wisconsin is one political expert who feels the highly contested race for a Wisconsin Supreme Court seat has damaged the court's potential for impartiality. At $42 million, it's the most expensive race of its kind. Heck blames the loosening of the state's campaign finance reform laws. This election could change the court's ideological leaning for the first time in decades and could lead to policies that have benefited Republicans being overturned. The court is expected to hear cases challenging the state's pre-Civil War abortion ban and another challenging Republican-drawn redistricting maps. Meanwhile, former President Donald Trump is in New York to be arraigned by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. His Republican allies are calling for investigations into District Attorney Alvin Bragg. Jeffrey Engel, director of the Center for Presidential History at Southern Methodist University, notes this case differs from other potentially more severe legal actions Trump is facing.
Those, I think, are more important, obviously, for him, because I think the consequences would be greater, but more important for the nation, because those are about actions that took place while he was president. Those are about actions that took place when he was supposedly protecting the nation and putting the nation first.
In the wake of a shooting at a Nashville private school, President Biden has renewed calls for Congress to pass an assault weapons ban. But Republicans have been staunchly against any gun limitations. Stephen Dettelbach, director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, agrees there isn't enough being done to prevent mass shootings from happening so often.
We haven't done enough yet. There's a lot of different measures that we need to think about and debate and decide which ones we can adopt and then send them to us and we'll implement them. That's our job at ATF, not to make the decisions, but to implement them.
Advocates are calling on the General Assembly to pass the Connecticut Voter Rights Act, which would provide new legal tools to fight discriminatory voting rules, expand language assistance for voters with limited English, and adopt strong protections against voter intimidation. Jess Zaccanino, policy counsel with the ACLU of Connecticut, calls this a necessary bill.
The Connecticut Voting Rights Act comes in response to the slow chipping away at the Federal Voting Rights Act by the Supreme Court. So this basically would guarantee the protections of the Voting Rights Act in Connecticut while also expanding the scope of that federal legislation.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org. Hey, how are you? Well, they're